Butler, St. Helena, California, April 11, 1906. Dear Brother Butler, I have written you a long letter. I do not want to discourage you. The best thing that you and I in our advanced age can do is to keep our trust unwaveringly fixed on God. I continue to pray for Dr. Kellogg and for others in Battle Creek. When I see the course that Elder Jones has taken, feelings of great sadness come over me. He is a very presumptuous man and a very harsh-spirited man when he is not under the direct influence of the Holy Spirit. We had an experience with him at the Fresno camp meeting 3 or 4 years ago. Some in the California Conference had come to believe that it would be better to relieve him of the responsibility of the presidency, because they thought that he was not adapting himself to the situation. He had not carried himself wisely in all things, and was so stubborn in holding to and pressing the ideas of Jones that the people had become weary of his ways. I felt very sad over this. I knew not what to say, as matters had advanced so far. In the night season, the true bearing of the matter was presented to me, and I was instructed that something should be done to change the order of things. I went into the minister's meeting and spoke and prayed. I knew that the Spirit of the Lord was giving me a message. If I can find a copy of the report of the talk that I then gave, I will send it to you. I did not excuse Elder Jones' course of action, but I laid the matter out plainly before all present, declaring that there was need of a different spirit in the meeting. I spoke to Elder Jones and the leading men in the conference the words God had given me to speak. The power of the Holy Spirit was signally manifested, and Elder Jones made a very humble confession. As I spoke, he sat on a back seat in the tent. When I finished speaking, he walked up to the platform and humbled his heart before God, making a most thorough acknowledgement of his defects. Then he bowed in prayer and made an acknowledgement to God. The Spirit of the Lord was most signally manifested in this meeting. I spoke in behalf of Elder Jones and Elder Corliss, and these men were moved by the Spirit of God and declared that in the future they would strive to exercise more wisdom and forbearance, and that they would seek for the unity for which Christ prayed. They fell upon each other's necks and with many tears confessed their shortcomings. They declared that they had most wonderfully felt the blessing of the Lord, and that in the future they would carry forward their work in humility and with gratitude to God for His forbearance and love. The scene that took place in this meeting changed the whole atmosphere. All who were present knew that the angel of God was in the room and had changed the spirits of those present. It was as if they had had a new birth, and earnest pledges were made in regard to the future of their work. The leading men grasped hands in reconciliation, and I felt so grateful to God that I could not find words to express my feelings. After this change, Elder Jones talked matters over with his wife and made acknowledgement to her, and he told me afterward that his wife was happier than he had ever seen her, and that they were both determined to maintain the victory they had gained. He said that his wife was now completely relieved, and that she enjoyed the blessing of God. What a change has come over Elder Jones since he took up his position in Battle Creek. He has lost the great blessing of God. Another spirit has taken possession of him, and he is as hard as flint. God wrought for him at the Fresno camp meeting, and light shone into the council, giving him decided evidence regarding the source of the message I bore. But now he is rough and hard and denunciatory, and has cast aside the blessing of the testimonies as something that he has no need of.